You're listening to the audio production of Hope Springs by Kim Cash Tate, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Laquita James.
Dedication for every soul that's learning to let go. Chapter 1, Wednesday, December 23rd. Stephanie Sanders London sulked with all the fervor she could muster as she and Lindell rode the escalator up to security in St. Louis's Lambert International Airport. She stared vaguely at the moving stairway, lips pursed, sighing displeasure with rhythmic regularity. Lindell looked over at her. "Steph, I thought it was settled." He had the nerve to look amused. "We said we were done talking about it." Her eyes floated to the rafters. "You didn't hear me say a word." "Oh, cool. Glad I was mistaken." "I'm just saying, though, Lindell," she hit his shoulder, "and stop laughing because I wasn't saying a word before, but I am now." She adjusted the purse on her shoulder. "I don't see why you're acting like we have to go. I'm the one who came up with the idea for this trip, so I should have the right to change my..." She paused just off the escalator, gaping at the security line that snaked up and down the cordon rows, spilling into the general walkway, past the Starbucks, ending with an older woman who'd set her bag on the ground and folded her arms. "That's it. It's a sign. I'm out." She turned on her heel toward the down escalator, and Lindell pulled her back. "Where are you going?" "H-O-M-E." Lindell looped his hand through her arm and walked her forward as he wheeled their luggage. "It's 2 days before Christmas," he said. "We knew the lines would be long. That's why we left early." Stephanie trudged beside him, shaking her head. "What on earth possessed me to suggest traveling for Christmas?" "To spend time with your family." "I can spend time with my family here, like I do every Christmas." They joined the back of the line behind two families who had gotten behind the older woman.
"Exactly, but Pastor Lyles preached that sermon about doing something different this Christmas,
taking the focus off of ourselves."
"And what did you say?"
He leaned over, his ear tuned. "At the time, I said it might be nice to visit Grandma Jerry, since Daddy says she wasn't feeling too well, and I haven't been down there in a long while." Lindell nodded.
"And it was a great idea."
"Yeah, well, the sermon wore off." She shuffled forward with the others. "I don't want to do anything different for Christmas. There'll be a lot of people staying at her house, and I don't even know them that well. It's family."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?